100 million sunflower seeds, actually each one made of porcelain and intricately painted. One of the most famous pieces by Ai Weiwei, China's and perhaps the world's best-known artist, certainly China's most controversial. Sunflower Seeds was an economic and political meditation on the Made in China tag. And that kind of criticism has kept Ai Weiwei under house arrest in Beijing, but that hasn't stopped him from making controversial art, like a massive exhibit on Alcatraz Island in the San Francisco Bay. Sandhya Dirks of station KALW went to check it out.
To get to Alcatraz, you first board a boat that smoothly skids across the bay. When the boat pulls in, normally visitors rush to see the crumbling prison, a ghostly place with guard towers that watch no one. But for the next few months, things are different here. Cheryl Haynes has a lot to do with that. She's an art curator, and over the past year, she's zipped back and forth from Beijing, helping Ai Weiwei bring his vision to life on the island.
These pieces just fly in these spaces. I'm slightly biased, of course.
Inside, you're greeted by a giant floating Chinese paper dragon in bright blues, greens, and reds. Some of the kites are inscribed with quotes from well-known dissidents. One is from Ai Weiwei himself. It reads, "Every one of us is a potential convict." In the next room, portraits of political prisoners. There's Martin Luther King Jr. next to the Tibetan singer Lolo and Edward Snowden. Greg Moore says the art asks uneasy questions.
What does it mean to be a threat to society? What is a political prisoner? Whose freedom of expression do we constrain and why?
Moore runs the Golden Gate National Park Conservancy and helped organize this show. He hopes Ai's exhibit will make Alcatraz more than just a place that housed Al Capone.
What many people don't know is that throughout its history, there were political prisoners that were detained here, as well as criminals.
One example?
Hopi Indians, who in 1895 were ordered by the federal government to move their children to government schools to relocate them from their very homes. For protesting that and not agreeing to send their children away, they were sent to Alcatraz Island, 15 of them.
So Ai Weiwei has piped in Hopi Indian chants. They drift through vacant psychiatric observation rooms, once used to sedate prisoners. And in the main cell block, 12 bare concrete cells echo with different sounds coming through grates in the walls. Here, the political prisoners have a voice. Visitors can enter each cell, sit on stainless steel stools, and listen.
Words too late. That is an invisible book of life.
There's Martin Luther King Jr.'s Vietnam speech. And in another cell, the jailed Iranian poet, Ahmed Shamlou. South Africa's Robben Island Singers, imprisoned anti-apartheid activists. And Pussy Riot from Russia. Curator Cheryl Haynes says these sounds break the silence that prisoners endure. Silence Ai Weiwei knows firsthand, getting tossed in and out of Chinese jails.
He felt like he was forgotten. Because there was no communication with the outside world. He didn't hear from his friends or his family or colleagues.
And it's that feeling of isolation that leads to the show's final piece. Postcards are organized on wooden racks. Each one's addressed to a different political prisoner around the world. Visitors can write a message and drop the postcard in a basket to be mailed off. It's another way for Ai Weiwei to conquer a vast distance. For The World, I'm Sandhya Dirks. San Francisco.